AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm John Belmont. The last space shuttle has come safely home. Atlantis announcing its arrival in the Kennedy Space Center area one final time about an hour ago with its signature twin sonic booms. It was just before dawn in Central Florida, and Houston welcomed the last space shuttle home.
Job well done, America.
Commander Chris Ferguson brought the orbiter's wheels to a stop and mentioned all five shuttles in the program's 30-year history as he reflected.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the space shuttle's earned its place in history and it's come to a final stop.
And an end to Americans flying aboard U.S. spaceships for maybe 3 to 5 years. Space enthusiast Richard Hay of Jacksonville is one of the NASA tweet-up people invited to witness history in the making. He called me from beside the runway at Kennedy Space Center.
There were tears. There was applause. About 7 minutes before the shuttle came down, the International Space Station passed overhead in a beautiful pass. And I'm getting chill bumps even now talking about that.